World History, Chapter 20, Section 4, The Columbian Exchange and Global Trade, Setting the Stage. The colonization of the Americas dramatically changed the world. It prompted both voluntary and forced migration of millions of people. It led to the establishment of new and powerful societies. Other effects of the European settlement of the Americas were less noticeable, but equally important. Colonization resulted in the exchange of new ideas that greatly influenced the lives of people throughout the world. The new wealth from the Americas resulted in new business and trade practices in Europe. The Columbian Exchange. The global transfer of foods, plants, and animals during the colonization of the Americas is known as the Columbian Exchange. Ships from the Americas brought back a wide array of items that Europeans, Asians, and Africans had never seen before. They included such plants as tomatoes, squash, pineapples, tobacco, and cocoa beans for chocolate. They included animals such as the turkey, which became a source of food in the Eastern Hemisphere. Perhaps the most important items to travel from the Americas to the rest of the world were corn and potatoes. Both were inexpensive to grow and nutritious. Potatoes especially supplied many essential vitamins and minerals. Over time, both crops became an important and steady part of diets throughout the world. These foods helped people live longer. Thus, they played a significant role in boosting the world's population. The planting of the first white potato in Ireland and the first sweet potato in China probably changed more lives than the deeds of 100 kings. Traffic across the Atlantic did not flow in just one direction, however. Europeans introduced various livestock animals into the Americas. These included horses, cattle, sheep, and pigs. Foods from Africa, including some that originated in Asia, migrated west in European ships. They included bananas, black-eyed peas, and yams. Grains introduced in the Americas included wheat, rice, barley, and oats. Some aspects of the Columbian Exchange had a tragic impact on many Native Americans. Disease was just as much a part of the Columbian Exchange as goods and foods. The diseases Europeans brought with them, which included smallpox and measles, led to the deaths of millions of Native Americans. A Spanish missionary in Mexico described the effect of smallpox on the Aztecs. There was a great havoc. Very many died of it. They could not walk. They could not move. They could not stir. They could not change position or lie down on one side, nor face down, nor on their backs. And if they stirred, much did they cry out. Great was its destruction. Bernardino de Sahagún, quoted in Seeds of Change. Other diseases Europeans brought with them included influenza, typhus, malaria, and diphtheria. Global trade. The establishment of colonial empires in the Americas influenced the nations of Europe in still other ways. New wealth from the Americas was coupled with a dramatic growth in overseas trade. The two factors together prompted a wave of new businesses and trade practices in Europe during the 16th and 17th century. These practices, many of which served as the root of today's financial dealings, dramatically changed the economic atmosphere of Europe. The rise of capitalism. One aspect of the European economic revolution was the growth of capitalism. Capitalism is an economic system based on private ownership and the investment of resources, such as money, for profit. No longer were governments the sole owners of great wealth. Due to overseas colonization and trade, numerous merchants had obtained great wealth. These merchants continued to invest their money in trade and overseas exploration. Profits from these investments enabled merchants and traders to reinvest even more money in other enterprises. As a result, businesses across Europe grew and flourished. The increase in economic activity in Europe led to an overall increase in many nations' money supply. This, in turn, brought on inflation, or the steady rise of prices of goods. Inflation occurs when people have more money to spend and thus demand more goods and services. Because the supply of goods is less than the demand for them, the goods become both scarce and more valuable. Prices then rise. At this time in Europe, the cost of many goods rose. Spain, for example, endured a crushing bout of inflation during the 1600s, as boatloads of gold and silver from the Americas greatly increased the nation's money supply. Joint stock companies. Another business venture that developed during this period was known as the joint stock company. The joint stock company worked much like the modern-day corporation, with investors buying shares of stock in a company. It involved a number of people combining their wealth for a common purpose. In Europe during the 15 and 1600s, that common purpose was American colonization. It took large amounts of money to establish overseas colonies. Moreover, while profits may have been great, so were risks. Many ships, for instance, never completed the long and dangerous ocean voyage. Because joint stock companies involved numerous investors, the individual members paid only a fraction of the total colonization costs. If the colony failed, investors lost only their small share. If the colony thrived, the investors shared in the profits. It was a joint stock company that was responsible for establishing Jamestown, England's first North American colony. The growth of mercantilism. During this time, the nations of Europe adopted a new economic policy known as mercantilism. The theory of mercantilism, shown above, held that a country's power depended mainly on its wealth. Wealth, after all, allowed nations to build strong navies and purchase vital goods. As a result, the goal of every nation became the attainment of as much wealth as possible. Balance of trade. According to the theory of mercantilism, a nation could increase its wealth and power in two ways. First, it could obtain as much gold and silver as possible. Second, it could establish a favorable balance of trade, in which it sold more goods than it bought. A nation's ultimate goal under mercantilism was to become self-sufficient, not dependent on other countries for goods. An English author at the time wrote about the new economic idea of mercantilism. Although a kingdom may be enriched by gifts received or by purchases taken from some other nations, these are things uncertain and of small consideration when they happen. The ordinary means, therefore, is to increase our wealth and treasure is by foreign trade, wherein we must ever observe this rule, to sell more to strangers yearly than we consume in theirs in value. Thomas Mann, quoted in World Civilizations. Mercantilism went hand in hand with colonization, for colonies played a vital role in this new economic practice. Aside from providing silver and gold, colonies provided raw materials that could not be found in the home country, such as wood or furs. In addition to playing the role of supplier, the colonies also provided a market. The home country could sell its goods to its colonies. Economic revolution changes European society. The economic changes that swept through much of Europe during the age of American colonization also led to changes in European society. The economic revolution spurred the growth of towns and the rise of a class of merchants who controlled great wealth. The changes in European society, however, only went so far. While towns and cities grew in size, much of Europe's population continued to live in rural areas. And although merchants and traders enjoyed social mobility, the majority of Europeans remained poor. More than anything else, the economic revolution increased the wealth of European nations. In addition, mercantilism contributed to the creation of a national identity. Also, as chapter 21 will describe, the new economic practices helped expand the power of European monarchs, who became powerful rulers.